This is your Centralia Panthers locker room chats. Mike Smith here, joined by girls head coach Roger Holthaus. Coach, you had a pair of road games in your last two contests. You fell in both of them, unfortunately. 44-37 loss at Washington County and a 56-29 loss at B&B. Looking back at that Washington County game first, your squad's the only team this season to finish a game within single digits of the Washington County squad. How do you feel that your squad performed in that game?
Oh, I thought we played all right. I thought we competed. Just couldn't hit shots. I do want to say that their best player didn't play, so that might have been why we got in the single digits with them. But I thought our girls competed hard, though, against them, and they fought to the end, and we just got to make shots, and we didn't make enough of them.
Yeah, maybe coming off of these tough losses here in the last two games, I know your squad wants to get back on the winning side of things. You got four more games to close out the season, a little bit more than some of the other teams out there. What particular do you want to see your squad get back to out there on the floor in these final four games of the season?
Yeah, it's like we talked after Bayleville beat us Friday night. We need to get back and do little things better, get better at it. And that is, we don't screen very well. We don't come off screens very well. We don't value the basketball very well. And those are things that if you can't do those things there, it's hard to run an offense. So we're last night in practice, we concentrated on that. We're going to continue to concentrate on that. As soon as we get better at doing that, maybe it'll help our offense out.
Well, going into the Bayleville game, Michelle Haug, a senior forward for you, had a little stretch of three games where she had 20-plus points. She had 15 against B&B. Can you just talk about her performance and what she's meant to the squad this year? I know she's been performing pretty well, as I mentioned, in these last couple of games.
Yeah, she's done a great job being a great leader for us and really stepped up her play on the offensive end, and she needs to because we need her scoring. We just need a few more girls to kind of go with her a little bit and take maybe a little bit of pressure off her from scoring all the time. But she has done a great job for both ends of the floor, just not on the offensive end, but she ends up on the defensive end. She ends up on the best post on the defensive end, so she's done a great job for us this year.
Tonight you've got a home game against Bern, and then Friday a non-league matchup against St. Mary's. What are you looking forward to the most in these games coming up this week?
I think just like I said before, we got to get back to doing the basics. It's kind of my fault for getting away from them, but we got to get back to it again and continue to do little things that win you games, and that's what we're really going to concentrate on the next couple of weeks.
Well, Coach, good luck in your next couple of games, and I'll chat with you next week.
Thank you.
That was Centralia Panthers girls head coach Roger Holthaus right there. Up next, after the break, I'll be joined by boys head coach Larry Glatzik.